Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with HACAP Mobile Food Pantry Coordinator Bob Anderlich. This is the first part of a two-part discussion.
What do you do, Bob, for the mobile pantry?
Okay, what I do is I coordinate the scheduling and the planning for the pantry. I decide what goes on to the pantry based on what we have available in the warehouse and any other kind of extra items that we might have available that have been donated above and beyond our usual stock.
And what communities do you serve?
Right now we're serving communities in a 7-county area. So we have pantries in Benton, Jones, Lynn, Iowa, Cedar, Washington, and we're just getting ready to do some in Johnson County as well.
The mobile pantry, does that have just food or does it contain other items as well?
For the most part, we just handle foodstuffs. On occasion, we'll have some items that may not be exactly foodstuffs, like we might have some paper products if somebody wants to donate it. But typically, that's people that come to the pantry that want to donate to the system, but it's not something that I would stock per se. So say if someone knows I'm going to be at West Branch, for example, and they have a lot of paper products, they might come and drop off paper products. So it would still be part of the pantry, but it wouldn't be something that came through us.
Are volunteers needed for the mobile pantry?
Yeah, I need at least 5 to 8 volunteers, ideally, at each location I'm going to. You can do it with less, but I have 6-foot tables that we put the food out on. And so we like to have volunteers manning those stations to help encourage people to take things or answer questions about products that they might not either be familiar with, or if they're not familiar with the system and they have questions, that way there's somebody available to answer those questions. And sometimes if they're, you know, have an inability to carry the food once they get it, we'll try to help carry it out to their cars for them and stuff.
Typically, let's say, thinking of the last mobile pantry that was in Washington, how many volunteers do you usually get there?
I usually get anywhere from 4 to 6. Last time it was a little bit lighter just because some folks had some other commitments out of town. But we always like to have at least 3 or 4. I mean, that's about as slim as comfortable to do it. Although Washington is a little bit of a smaller pantry yet, although it is growing, you're still able to get through with that. Sometimes, too, when the patrons that are coming to the pantry see that we're shorthanded, they'll help offload the truck as well and help that get set up while they're, you know, waiting for it to start. So it really works out well.
And for the patrons for the pantry, what are the eligibility guidelines that they need to follow?
Well, we have a basic eligibility chart that they sign off on when they come to the pantry, but we don't require any proof of income or even proof of identity per se. So, you know, it's basically the honor system. So when they sign that form, they're acknowledging that they fall within those parameters for size of household and yearly income.
And when you say sign the form, is that something that happens at the pantry or beforehand?
We do that at the pantry. So essentially what happens is this, is we have a form that they sign that has their basic, you know, their name, number of people in their family, their address, and then they sign it and date it. And then after that, we transfer that, just their name and number of people in their family, over to a check sheet. So the following month, all they would have to do is, you know, find their name on the check sheet and sign in. And then we know that they came and got their product. And then if they weren't there the month before, they'll sign up a sheet. They'll sign one of the sheets so that they'll be on the list for the next month. With the thought being that, you know, as more and more people get put on that list, the faster and faster and easier it is for people to get through the line and get into the pick up the food.
Why would you encourage people to volunteer for HACAP?
I think it's because it's neighbors helping neighbors. One thing about HACAP is it's more than just a food reservoir. We're also a community action program, which that's the only one of the food reservoirs in Iowa. We're the only community action program that has other services like WIC and low-income heating assistance and those other kind of items, you know, heating and insulation and help and stuff like that. So we're much more of a full-service agency as opposed to a singular focus on food. And we rely so much on volunteers because, you know, you try to keep your costs down and there's no fee for the, like, especially for the mobile pantry, there's no fee whatsoever for anybody to come to it. So, you know, it just helps to have the extra hands because we couldn't afford to hire that many people at each one of those places, you know.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with HACAP Mobile Food Pantry Coordinator Bob Anderlich. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.